Hi everybody, my name is Yannick and this is Unibo Global Life Bites, the new podcast of the Alma Mater Studiorum University of Bologna. Some international friends will guide me and will help me getting my bearings throughout this journey. Studying abroad could be frightening, and this is a place to share feelings, discoveries and goals of Unibo international students. Hi everybody, my name is Yannick, I'm 19 and I'm embarking on the greatest adventure of my life. I'm about to become an international student of the Alma Mater Studiorum University of Bologna. That's right, there are a few things that I still need to figure out. I need to take the admission test. I wonder how difficult it is. Furthermore, Italy is miles away from here. Will I be able to afford it? I will ask Adrian for advice. He's an international Unibo student I met through the university's Instagram profile. Maybe he will be able to help me. Hi Adrian, it's me, Yannick. How are you? It's a pleasure to hear your voice after so many messages on Instagram. How's it going there in Bologna?
Hi Yannick, I'm fine, thank you. I'm really enjoying my time here.
Great, glad to hear that. I'm calling you because I'm about to take the admission process and move to Bologna, but honestly, I'm a little worried about it. Did you find it difficult?
Sure, Yannick, with pleasure. When I was about to finish my bachelor, I was living in Lithuania. I was there on my Erasmus. Back then, I had to strike a balance between succeeding in my studies and looking for a master's program somewhere in Europe. It was not that easy. Because you have to manage an administrative process with many documents to gather, translate, apostille, and so on. However, the guidelines on the website were pretty clear, so I could do it without too much trouble.
Okay, Adrian, thank you for the tips. I will check the guidelines on the website. But what about the admission test? I'm curious.
Well, there was the first round of evaluation, and I did not rank really well. So I felt that I did not have great chances for making it. But I was still eligible for the interview. After the interview, I was extremely surprised to have ranked so high on the list of candidates, and I was happy to see my name as part of the students that were admitted.
Phew, what a relief. What about the documents you mentioned before?
Yes, first of all, you have to be prepared to upload your transcripts, diplomas, CV form, an English certification, one or two reference letters, a statement letter. If you are not a new student, you have to provide the university with additional documents, the visa, for example. That is if my memory doesn't play any tricks on me.
Oh, okay, thank you. That's helpful. I imagine the admission test can be stressful, though maybe you get the chance to meet other people, right?
Well, that depends. I chose to see the admission test from home, but sure, if you go to Bologna for the test, you will meet other people there. However, don't worry. I met lots of people in my program after I was admitted.
I see. Maybe doing it from home is more comfortable. However, Adrian, I'm a little curious. Why did you choose Bologna of all cities?
Well, in my opinion, Bologna was the best destination amongst the universities I applied to. The university is great. My master's degrees in international management studies would give me many job opportunities. Also, I spent a lot of time studying and traveling in France and Spain, and I wanted to discover a new country. Then, an apparently silly reason, but nevertheless important to me, after having spent a year in Lithuania and being fed up with eating potatoes, it was time to enjoy some rich and delicious food.
Ah, Italian food. Everyone says it's the best. I look forward to tasting it. I'm a little worried about the university costs. Are the tuition fees lower than other European universities?
Well, in Italy, each institution sets its own fees. This means fees can vary depending on the university and the degree program. I suggest checking this on your degree program website.
I definitely will. Can you tell me approximately what the costs are?
Average undergraduate programs at public institutions in Italy cost between 2,000 and 5,800 euro per year, while annual fees at private universities typically range from 6,000 and 20,000 euros per year.
And Unibo is a public institution, right?
Yes, it is. Indeed, it's cost effective. You can easily calculate your tuition fees according to your household income on the university's website.
And if you are a student from outside the EU or the European Economic Area, are there any differences?
Oh, no, no. At the University of Bologna, it doesn't matter. Non-EU and EEA students pay the same fees as Italian and EU citizens.
Thank you so much. It seems to be cheaper than other European and Western universities. Are there also opportunities for scholarship and grants?
Yes, there are. Most funding options are offered by the Italian government and local institutions. For example, in the Emilia-Romagna region, where the University of Bologna is located, the Italian Regional Authority for the Right to Higher Education, called ERGO, offers additional financial aid opportunities.
I see. That's good to know.
Yeah, sure. There are other types of funding that you can apply for. Student loans, housing assistance, meal tickets, and fee waivers. But please, be aware these are re-awarded on an individual basis and depend on your personal financial situation and academic merit.
Oh, so it is possible to obtain aid based on academic merit?
Oh, yes. For instance, if you're a brilliant student, you can apply for Collegio Superiore of Bologna. This is a UNIBOS institution offering accommodation, scholarship, and an interdisciplinary program to selected students enrolled at the University of Bologna.
Fantastic. I will check it out. Thank you so much for these tips. All academic details aside, are you glad to have chosen Bologna after these first months here?
My answer to this question is a big fat yes. It has been 3.5 months that I've been living here in Bologna, and I already feel at home. Indeed, I met a lot of people. Italians are really friendly and welcoming. I met tons of students from all around the world.
That sounds really cool.
Yes, it is. It's awesome. I'm happy to say that Bologna brought me more than a student life, but also a family and people on whom I feel I can rely on. Moreover, Bologna is conveniently located in Italy. I would say that's the center of Italy.
What do you mean?
Well, look, Venezia, Milano, Firenze, Roma, Torino, Verona are pretty easy to reach by train. You hop on a train and travel around and discover exceptional places. So, to sum up, I'm more than glad to have chosen Bologna.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Hearing your experience was super inspiring. I can't wait to start my new life in Bologna, provided that I'll be admitted. Hopefully that will happen. See you soon, Adrian.
My pleasure, Yannick. See you later.
This was great, but something is still missing. Finding a place to stay.